trusting in His love. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Parenting in Islam. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Durood and Salam upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The most noble Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam has stated, recite Salat upon me in abundance. Undoubtedly, your recital of the Salat upon me is a means of purification for you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu alal Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat's advice for parents. Before starting our episode, let's first make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, before doing any good deed, we should make as many good intentions as possible. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Whatever you learn in this episode, you'll try to remember it, you'll try to understand it, and share it with your family and friends. You will watch this episode till the very end, and whenever you hear Sallu Alal Habib, you will recite Durood upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. You can make as many good intentions as possible. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, firstly, it's important for us to firstly understand who Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi actually is. Ala Hazrat, Imam of Ahl Sunnah, reviver of Sunnah, eradicator of bid'ah, scholar of Sharia, guide of tariqah, Allama Maulana Al-Hajj Al-Hafiz Al-Qari, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born on Saturday 10th Shawwal al-Mukarram on 1272 Hijri at the time of Zuhr Salah in Bareilly, India. In terms of the year of his birth, his name is Al-Bukhtar. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was very intelligent from his childhood. Sayyid Ayyub Ali Shah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that when Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a child, a teacher used to come to his house to teach him the Holy Quran. One day, while teaching, the teacher asked Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi again and again to utter a word of the Quranic ayah, but he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi could not articulate it in the way the teacher asked him to do so. The teacher would pronounce the word with zabar, but Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would pronounce the same word with zayr. When Ala Hazrat's grandfather, Maulana Raza Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, noticed it, he called Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi closer and asked someone to bring the Holy Quran so that the correct would be seen. On seeing the Holy Quran, he discovered that the scribe had mistakenly written zabar in place of zayr. That is, what Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi uttered was correct. His grandfather asked, Ahmad Riza, why did you not utter the word as your teacher asked? Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi politely replied, I tried to utter as the teacher did, but I felt as if I did not have control over my tongue. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has himself narrated, there was a teacher of mine I would learn initial level books from. After he taught me the lesson, I would glance at it once or twice and would close the book. When he tested me on the lesson, I would repeat the lesson word for word. Surprised to see this situation daily, he once asked me, Ahmad Raza, are you a human being or a jinn? It takes me time to teach you, but it does not take you time to memorize the lesson. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi replied, "All praise be to Allah Azza wa Jal. I am a human being, however, I have been blessed with the benevolence and bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Devi was a Madani channel. When I say that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi was very intelligent even in his childhood, this is evident from the fact that at the age of just 13 years, 10 months and 4 days, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi completed all the traditional Islamic disciplines under the guidance of his respected father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. On the very same day, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wrote a fatwa in reply to a query. Finding the fatwa correct and accurate, his respected father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, authorized him to issue fatwa, and Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi continued to write fatwa till his demise. May Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Amir Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alayhi Wa Sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, now that we have a brief introduction of who Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi actually was, now let's move to the guidance that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi has given for parents. Blessed Islamic scholars have not only given us guidance on other matters of life, but they have also given us guidance on the rights of children and their upbringing from time to time by providing points about upbringing. Though many books with brief and detailed information about the rights of children and their upbringing have been written, but a booklet with brief information, part of Fatawa Razviya, authored by Imam Ahle Sunnat, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, is the essence of blessed ahadith. Now let's listen to some points from that booklet. Al-Hazrat writes that right after the birth of a baby, give azan in the right ear 4 times and iqama thrice in the left ear of a baby so that the baby remains safe from shaitanic influence. Request an Islamic scholar or a pious person to give gutti, that is first food, to the newly born baby. The method of this is that the person who is going to give the first food should chew a date or any other sweet item and then put it in the mouth of the baby and apply it over the palate of the baby. If it is not possible to perform aqiqah on the 7th day of the birth, perform it either on the 14th day or on the 21st day of the birth of the baby. Get the head of the newborn baby shaved. Give charity in silver equal to the weight of the hair. Apply saffron to the head of the baby. Give a good name to the child. Give in a proper manner what the child asks for. Avoid addressing your children with a bad name, even out of love, because once a name becomes popular, it becomes quite difficult to quit it. Treat these Allah's trusts with love and affection. Al-Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi writes that do not make false promises to children even when calming the child down, because it is not permissible to even make the false promises to children. Make promises to them if you intend to fulfill it. If there are a few children, distribute things amongst them equally. Do not prefer one child over the other. When you return from a travel, do bring some gifts for the children. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan also writes that when the children start speaking, teach them to recite Allah, Allah, and complete Kalma-i Tayyiba. That is, La ilaha illallahu Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When children start behaving in a sensible manner, start teaching them how to stand, sit, eat, drink, etc. Urge your children to keep reciting glorious Quran even after they have completed it. Teach your children Islamic beliefs, as a child is naturally born for accepting Islam and the truth. Anything that is told to the child in an early age remains firm in his mind. Inculcate the devotion and reverence to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam into the hearts of your children, for these are the essence and absolute iman. Provide your children with the devotion and glory of the pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, Because these matters are the source of the safety of Iman. Start asking your children verbally to offer Salah when they become 7 years old. Be gentle to your children while teaching them. On a suitable occasion, make your children understand, but do not curse them, because this might lead to more aggression. During the study period, that is schooling, etc., fix a play time for children so that they do not get bored. Do not let your children have bad company at all, because bad company is more dangerous than a venomous snake. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi also writes that do not ask him to do any such work which he might refuse to do in a commanding tone, but rather ask him to do it with gentleness in a manner as if you are suggesting him, so that he stays safe from the sin of disobedience. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, now that we've heard who Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is, we should also study more of what Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat has written. And also, we should act upon these beautiful points that Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has given us regarding the guidance of children. At the end of this episode, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that may Allah Azza wa Jalla enable us to continue to bring up our children according to the blessed teachings of Imam Ahl Sunnat Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. We'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah.